welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Guys, introduce yourself, and for reasons that will become very quickly apparent, I would like you to tell me which Game of Thrones house or family do you think you would belong to? I'm going to come over this way first. Introduce yourself, tell me your house, go for it.
Okay, hi, I'm Katie. Hey, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
So despite being an actual Sansa on paper, I think I'm a Lannister, guys.
Right, okay. Justify it. Why?
Well, I've literally never been north. No, I've been north. I've been north once. Okay. Listen, if I'm north of the river, I'm shook.
Right.
So. I'm a Lannister.
I mean, with the best respect to your particular area of South London, I don't think it's quite King's Landing, you know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right, we'll argue over that. We'll beg to differ. You, what's your name and what's your house? Do tell.
I am a Stark, James.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every time you forget to mention your name, who are you?
I'm Woody.
Hi, Woody. Good
and
to
I'm
see
a Stark.
You.
I don't really have a reason other than, well, actually, no, I think the reason is I would probably die on Game of Thrones, so, and the Starks mostly seem to die, so.
Why do you think you'd die? Have a bit of faith in yourself.
I don't know. I probably would have died in the first season.
How? How would you have died?
I would have fell over or something.
Fallen over onto a loose spear that just happened to be sticking out of the ground.
I actually think Wad's a bit more of a Tyrell.
Oh, I could see that.
Who's the one? No, who's the one, the bald one, who has, like, all the...
Is that his name?
Yeah. Here we go. Look forward to lots of that type of conversation today, listeners. Who's the one with the thing and the stuff? You know, that guy.
Basically, the gossipy gay guy. That's me.
All right, we'll go with that.
Wait,
well,
who
yes.
Are you?
But who am I? I don't know. I think, well, obviously, I would go further north. I'm from Scotland originally, so I figure I would handle the cold like a Stark might.
Or are you a wildling?
Yeah, wildling.
Wildling. I feel like I'd be one of those abandoned sons who gets banished to be a watcher on the wall and just like have to stand there. Like one of the really pathetic ones who stands in the background with a wooden sword and then killed off as an extra. One of those. But yes, obviously we are talking all things Game of Thrones this week, guys. It's a Game of Thrones special because it's back. Episode 1 has aired. We're all very, very excited. It's all anyone's been talking about. So yeah, we're just going to go full Game of Thrones this week. We're going to have some news stories. We're going to play some games. Going to read some fan fiction later on, which is as filthy as you might expect. And obviously, we're going to play a little Game of Thrones themed edition of The Spelling Bee, which I am incredibly excited about. It's going to be great. It's going to be great fun. So anyway, let's kick things off as we always do with the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
So yes, like I say, Game of Thrones themed. So all Game of Thrones themed news stories, which isn't actually hot. There's been so much discussion around just the first episode this week. I guess the obvious one to start with... Ed Sheeran popped up in episode 1, guys, and he was just a little cameo. Arya came across him in the woods. He performed a little song for everybody around a campfire and then promptly shut up while actors did the dialogue. But honestly, the reaction kind of took me by surprise. Like, a lot of hatred directed towards Ed Sheeran
they
on this one.
They have been harsh. I mean, like, it's no secret. I'm not, like, the biggest Ed Sheeran fan in the world. I know. I hate to break it to people.
Shock.
But I didn't think he was that bad. Like, it was just a bit part where he sings for a bit. He says, oh, it's a new one, when Arya asks, you know, what's that song?
Yeah.
Like, it's just nothing.
You should point out as well, this song, it's apparently from the books. It's from the books. Like, obviously, it was just lyrically written out in the books, but it is a thing. It's like, you know, it happens all the time. It happened in, like, The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and stuff. There's these songs that are written out, and that's a performance of a song from the books. It's not like they got Ed Sheeran to write a song. You know, he's not sat doing Galway Girl in the woods
it's
to Arya.
An extra from Divide.
Well, there you go.
What were people expecting? You know, some sort of Shakespearean kind of display
of
acting.
I think the problem was the scene. Like, Arya's going through the woods and she stumbles across. They were like Lannister soldiers, weren't they?
Yeah.
In Lannister colours.
That was the idea.
And, oh, she sits down and she's like, girl, I want to kill your queen. And they're like, ha ha, lol. It's like, well, stab someone.
Did it? I think there's two things going on here. Number one, you got people who just hate Ed Sheeran anyway, so are going to complain at his very presence.
Sad.
The only... I think, like, you know what? Whatever. Like, there's been cameos by other famous musicians and stuff in the show in the past. It didn't really matter to me that much in principle. But did it take you out of the show? Because he's, like, obviously one of the biggest stars in the world. It's kind of prided on being largely unknowns when it started. You know, it was a lot of unknowns, especially the younger characters. Did it take you out of it to go, oh, it's Ed Sheeran. I'm not in Westeros anymore. That is Ed Sheeran, quite clearly.
Yeah, it did, but I don't think that's such a disruptive thing.
Sure.
I don't feel like it ruined the episode for me. I went, oh, there's Ed Sheeran, and then I moved on with my life.
Yeah, you know,
that's kind of it. I think the problem is that we're kind of living in a kind of... I think the world has Ed Sheeran fatigue. He's kind of like this omnipresent ginger pop prince.
Indeed.
And his, like, influence and his music is inescapable.
Yeah.
And I guess people just thought for 1 hour they might be safe. Well, and they weren't.
Well, speaking of escaping, he, you know, so much criticism on social media, big think pieces and other websites and stuff as well. Like, people really going in on him. He quit Twitter. Is that a coincidence? He quit Twitter.
He's sort of back now.
He's trying to tweet and said, no, I just wasn't reading stuff. But the fact is, he did delete his account for 24 hours when this was all kicking off. Coincidence or not?
I mean,
what do we think?
That's the more interesting thing, isn't it? Like, how fragile is Ed Sheeran that he has to delete his Twitter account because people were criticizing his cameo?
I think it should have been like, you remember when the two guys from Coldplay were in the background?
Yeah.
It was the Red Wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But it should have just been like that.
So you barely even knew they were there?
Yeah, just a little background actor.
Oh, man. It's a tricky one. I kind of think, like, you know, it did take me out of the episode a bit, but the amount of hatred thrown at him, it's like, come on, guys, yeah. Who cares?
Well, it was a silly scene. It was a silly scene,
and that's what's important. Well, speaking of silly scenes, there's a wild theory been going around about episode one this week, connecting the world of Game of Thrones and the world of Harry Potter. Katie, talk me through this one. What's going on?
Well, this was the real cameo of the week, wasn't it? Jim Broadbent made his, like, debut in the series as one of the maesters at the Citadel.
Yeah.
And so the story, you remember Sam goes all the way to the Citadel and he's got to find out how to defeat the White Walkers and he needs books and everything, but he's cleaning toilets and whatever. So he goes up to Jim Broadbent's character to ask how to get into the restricted section of the library. Do you know who else did that?
Yeah, I got one.
Tom Riddle.
Indeed.
In Harry Potter.
No. Right. So obviously, major fan freakouts making all those kind of noises across social media. Is it intentional? That's my first question. Is it an intentional little name drop?
It has to be.
Really?
Like, yeah, we're beyond the books now, aren't we?
Oh, come on. Do we really think that they'd actually throw in a little Harry Potter reference?
I mean, it's Professor Slughorn. Someone's asking him about the restricted section. I'm hearing Horcruxes and Voldemort in my head.
I don't think anything Game of Thrones does is accidental. I think it's all designed to make headlines, to get people talking about the show. I think that was like a really nice reference that they threw in, you know?
Maybe, but if we're going to start winking at the audience in that way, where does it kind of end? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm not really on board if we're going to start crossing over everything.
They started with the Ed Sheeran appearance.
Exactly.
Then they're doing the Harry Potter thing.
God, is it all changed this episode? It's all changing the show radically.
You'll get like a sponsorship from Coca-Cola in there.
That's going to happen.
You're like in Shrek where it's like all the fake brands. Yeah, that's what it's going to be like when they get to King's Landing.
Delicious beverage. Do we think any other Harry Potter crossovers could pop up in the show then? What ideas? Come on, Ooh. Katie, you're the massive Harry Potter stan.
He's dead now, spoiler alert. But we did have Filch, didn't we?
That's true.
Frey,
that's
and Hermione's mum, Catelyn Stark, may she rest in peace.
Uh-huh.
I kind of love Maggie Smith to be like Lady Elena's cousin.
Ooh,
like sassy
hello.
Old cousin Ooh. Or something. That would be amazing.
Yeah, mixing things up a little bit. All right, well, it remains to be seen. Lastly, I mean, this is the other thing that everyone picked up on social media. A return of an old favourite character looking somewhat different than when we last saw him. Woody, talk me through this one.
Euron Greyjoy from the Iron Islands.
Iron
Islands. He's returned and he's got a hot new look for Somerset 2017. Yeah.
He's had a glow up.
If you remember from the last series, he murdered his brother and then he's kind of, you know, what was his name? Balon.
I told you. We did well.
No, Theon's not dead.
And yeah, Yaron Theon escaped because now he's taken over the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
And he's on the hunt for them. So he's gone to seduce Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of like cut his hair. He's got this look. He kind of looks like Jack Sparrow a little bit. He's got that pirate vibe going on. And people had opinions on his new look.
But you just described him as hot. Are you feeling this new look? Is it doing something for you?
You know what? I was thinking about it. I think if I was sober and passing him in the street, no. But if I met him in a late night bar, I'd had a couple of cocktails, and
indeed.
I was feeling a bit, I think I would. May possibly kiss Euron on the cheek.
On the cheek.
Yes.
On his well-groomed, stubbled cheek.
He does have a very impressive fleet, doesn't he? He does now.
I mean, quite the fleet.
Hello.
Quite the fleet.
There were some good opinions on what he looked like, though.
Yeah.
Someone described him as Pacey from Dawson's Creek, only if he had an older brother who was way into Stained.
That's really good.
Or, that's not bad.
Or he looks like a guy who has a snake and invites people over to watch him feed it live mice.
Oh, God, yes. I see that entirely now you've said that one. Oh, God.
Yeah,
a lot of Hot Topic comparisons. He'd sort of fallen over in a Hot Topic store and got up covered in various merchandise.
An aging rock star who's still really bitter about being kicked out of the band.
Yeah, it's true. See him in the John Peel tent at Glastonbury next year.
He's obviously going to have a more prominent role this season. Do you think he will survive? Because
at the hands of Cersei, no.
This is the real. He obviously alludes to the fact that he's not going to return to Cersei until he's got this gift. He said he has a significant gift that's going to show his appreciation. He's going to go and get it, and he won't return to Cersei until he's got it for her. I guess it depends how he's going to survive. It's what that gift is. What do we think that gift could be? I think there's a lot of theories going on.
Tyrion.
That was my theory.
No.
Right. Okay, back up. What do you think it is?
He's obviously been sailing around on his fleet, blah, blah, blah. And you know who else has been rowing around in a little boat? Gendry, who is literally the only, real heir to the throne. Mm. He's Robert Baratheon's son, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm.
So he was the one bastard that the Lannisters
didn't
kill.
So to clear the path to the throne, you think he's going to go and kill Gendry. I mean, it could be that. I think, honestly, as more of a gift idea. I mean, Cersei's got one thing on her mind right now, and it's how pissed she is at Tyrion. And she has been, for the best part of a season. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen when they come face-to-face again.
I think either way, whatever the gift is, she'll take it and then she'll kill him.
It's very true.
Because that's the way it goes down.
Well, there's the predictions. There's the predictions right there. Well, those are the big Game of Thrones stories. If you want to read about those, we've got loads of other Game of Thrones stuff as well on the site right now. Just go over to popbuzz.com and you can find us on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Let us know what you think about the new series. Coming up next, we're going to play a few games, guys.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
Yes, it is time for the grand return of Name That Fanfic. God, I love this game so much. It's been a while. And of course, as it's a Game of Thrones special, it is all Game of Thrones themed. So if you don't know how it works by now, here it is. I have three genuine quotes in front of me from pieces of Game of Thrones fan fiction. All Katie and Woody are going to have to do is tell me which character they are about, all right? Which character are these quotes referring to in the Game of Thrones fan fiction, all right? First of all, I'm going to need some buzzers from you guys. I want you to buzz in when you get the right answer. Ideally, Game of Thrones themed, but, we'll see what comes out. All right, Katie, I'm going to come to you first. If I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Hodor.
Very good.
I knew you were going to get it.
Wonderful stuff. Woody, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Well, it's got to be, nothing, Jon Snow.
I like how you've gone for a lengthy one as well. You always make it overcomplicated for yourself, but I respect the work.
I had that buzzer once. It was a good
one. Yes, you did.
It's true. So now, obviously, there's a million and one characters in Game of Thrones, and I've been doing my fan fiction research today, and honestly, every combination you could possibly think of is out there on the internet. It's a scary, scary
place.
Even
the dragons.
So I'm not going to give you options for who the characters could be. I want you to take some guesses, some stabs in the dark, and then maybe I'll give you a clue if that becomes a bit too difficult. All right. So this could be about anyone in the show. All right. I've gone top-level characters, though. I'll tell you that much. I've gone the big guns, all right? Okay? All right. Making sense?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Here is fan fiction quote number one. He grinned, reaching forward to stroke him with long, slender fingers, resting his head on Gendry's shoulder, gently kissing his neck. For a brief, glancing moment, he was in control, varying the speed and pressure he attended to Gendry, who let out an unrestrained moan. He grinned, reaching forward to stroke him with long, slender fingers, resting his head on Gendry's shoulder, gently kissing his neck. For a brief glancing moment, he was in control, varying the speed and pressure he attended to Gendry, who let out an unrestrained moan.
All right, who's Gendry again?
I don't know, because he hasn't been in the show for so long. I'm like, I can't remember who I will
give you a clue in that direction. Right. Honestly, these combinations, don't think they're based in the show. It could be anyone.
Okay,
Hodor.
Okay, Katie's in.
Jon
Have a guess.
Snow.
Ooh, interesting thought. I'm afraid it's incorrect. Oh. Clearly someone with more longer and slenderer fingers.
Just about
than old Kit Harington.
I was thinking White Walker.
Right, it's not, but I did find some horrifying stories about White Walkers online today. Woody, do you want to have a guess, mate?
Do they call him Little Finger?
Oh, I see you're thinking it is not Little Finger, I'm afraid. I will reveal it was actually Joffrey, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought, surely not.
Joffrey and Gendry together at last with those long, slender fingers.
That's messed up, isn't it?
Mate, strap in, it only gets worse. Right.
They're not related, though, are they?
That's true. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go with number two. This is fan fiction quote number two. She squirmed on the kitchen stool as the CEO of one of the most prestigious and wealthy companies in the USA fetches her a glass of wine. He's utterly gorgeous to look at. His charming demeanor has already swept her off her feet, and his amazing ability to make her gasp at his piloting skills just left her speechless.
You know nothing, Jon Snow!
Katie was in there first. I'm going to give it to Hodor in the corner here.
Well, you said piloting.
Indeed.
So the only one that flies is Daenerys.
It is indeed Daenerys. That's a fight to Katie. Yes, that's a little 50 Shades mashup there for some reason. Imagining it was a Daenerys and Khal Drogo in a 50 Shades setup.
I thought it'd be Cersei because of a glass of wine.
All good theories, guys. Mm. All good theories. All right, we got one more here. All right, let's see if we can have Katie run away with it, or is it going to be a tie? Here we go. Fan fiction quote number three. He clapped mockingly. Impressive for a masked freak. Now, shall we see who is truly the most infamous man in the Seven Kingdoms? Me or the Batman, outlawed vigilante that defies an armada? Who is taking on Batman, guys? Who is fighting Batman? He clapped mockingly. Impressive for a masked freak. Now, shall we see who is truly the most infamous man in the Seven Kingdoms? Me or the Batman?
Hang on. So, is one of the Game of Thrones characters getting it down with Batman?
He's about to have a fight that may turn sexual with Batman.
Who do
we think it is? Who do we think has the guts to take on the Caped Crusader himself?
I think Jon Snow.
Well, you need to buzz in first of all, mate.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, there's a buzz in the corner, Woody. What do you think it is, mate?
I think it's Jon Snow.
I'm afraid you're incorrect. Katie, who else do you think it is? Who do you think?
I've had some thoughts.
Go on.
Okay, my first thought was Jaime Lannister, but he only has one hand, so how does he clap?
Well, I mean...
Oh, can't clap!
I thought you were about to say, how does he fight? Like, oh, yeah, I suppose he can't, yeah.
Oh, no, but that... Or I did think, like, the Hound for some reason. I don't know why.
Who are you going to go for? Stake your claim.
Jaime Lannister.
It's 2 points to Katie right there, I'm afraid. Runaway victory for Katie on that one. Very, very well played. Yes, Jaime Lannister himself taking on the Batman in this particular piece of fan fiction.
Kingslayer.
What a twist. Yeah, exactly. Kingslayer, Caped Crusader Slayer. There you go. All right, but don't worry, Woody. We're going to play another little game in a minute, mate, so you might have a chance to catch up.
I've never won that game once.
I know. Have you actually never won Name That Fanfic? I'm trying to think now.
Oh, no, fanfic I've won. The next game I've never won.
Well, strap in to hear Woody try and spell. That's coming up in just a second. More Game of Thrones nonsense coming up in just a second on our Game of Thrones special. But guys, just a quick reminder, if you are enjoying this week's podcast, why don't you go ahead and subscribe? Go and find us on iTunes. You can find us on Audioboom, on SoundCloud, on TuneIn. Basically, wherever you get your podcast, you'll probably find us there. And while you're there, you can check out all the previous episodes with our many, many weeks of amazing, amazing guests. Now, in order to recap some of those guests this week, guys, I want you to pick one previous guest from the PopBuzz podcast you think is worthy of the place on the Iron Throne. All right, Game of Thrones theme. I'm sticking to it, okay? Woody, I'm going to come to you first, my friend. Which previous guest that we've had in the studio on this podcast do you think deserves to take the throne?
It has to be Ollie Alexander.
Ooh!
Imagine living under a kingdom run by him. It would be so fabulous. Everyone would be nice. Everything would work. Everything would be great. Yeah. Everything would be hella gay. I'm down.
Do we think that the song by Years and Years King was actually inspired by Game of Thrones? Because now that you mention that, I think it could make sense lyrically.
It was destiny.
A fun, fun choice. Katie, who are you going with? Who should take the Iron Throne over?
Well, if a woman doesn't end up on the Iron Throne, I'm going to be fuming.
Fair enough.
So I am going to put Zendaya on the Iron Throne.
Oh, very, very
fabulous
good.
Fabulous queen. Everyone would be dressed so nice.
Oh, does that mean we get to have Tom Holland alongside her in court,
yeah,
allegedly?
He'd be like the Kingslayer.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh.
Yes.
I'd like to see Tom Holland pop up in Game of Thrones. There's a celebrity cameo I think could work. I think that makes sense. Is that just me? I think he'd probably have a good way with a sword.
I think Well, yeah. I think people would prefer him to Ed Sheeran. I think that's.
It's not saying much after the results of the past week. I'm going to go for Chris Pratt personally. I think I think he's just got the look. He's got the facial hair in particular. And I did think, when speaking of Euron Greyjoy earlier, I did think he almost looked like a budget Guardian of the Galaxy when he popped up. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Jacket wise, facial hair wise, haircut wise. Let's go with the whole hog. Let's get Chris Pratt on there, involved in the show. Who else have we had, guys? Let's drop some names. Come on, Brendan Urie was on the show.
Dua Lipa
was on the show. The Vamps. Yes. Who else have we had?
Carmen Carrera.
Very good.
Zara Larsson.
Yeah, loads of great guests.
The Chainsmokers,
indeed. Loads and loads of great guests. Go back and listen to all those episodes now and subscribe for new episodes over on iTunes, over on SoundCloud, and check them all out on popbuzz.com. Coming up next, Game of Thrones Spelling Bee. So it is time for this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Spelling Bee. Game of Thrones themed, obviously, Game of Thrones special. Nice and simple if you never heard it before. Basically, I have some genuine words in front of me used in the Game of Thrones universe. All Woody and Katie have to do is try and spell them for me. If they get it right on the first time, great, they get 2 points. If not, it gets passed over and that person gets 1 point. Are we very clear on the rules?
I am exceptionally clear on the rules.
Very, very good. Same buzzers as last time. We'll have a little reminder. Katie, yes. If you come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Hodor.
Okay, and Woody, if I come to you for an answer, you'll make the noise.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Such a convoluted buzzer. Like I say, these are real words used in the Game of Thrones universe, all right? Quite simple. If you need a definition, I can pass them along. All right, so this is word number one. Buzz in when you know how to spell it. Pyromancer.
Oh my God.
Pyromancer. I thought I was going to be a buzz in. Pyromancer. The definition, one who practices divination by fire or has a magical ability to conjure or control fire.
Hodor.
Right, she's going for it. Come on, Katie. Let's attempt it.
Okay, Pyromancer. P-Y-R-O-M-A-N-C-E-R.
We have 2 points in the corner.
What?
We have 2 points in the corner. There we go. Woody, you're going to have to play catch up, my friend.
Have you been on like pyromancer.com a lot? Is that how you...
I am the red woman.
I mean, fire plays a big part in not only the show, but Katie's life in general. You need to know these things. This is important. All right,
you
okay, number two.
That wildfire.
Here it is. Number two, all right? The word is garderobe. Garderobe. That is a medieval toilet, i.e. like the one Tywin was shot on. Spoiler alert.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
But he's going to have an attempt.
Can you say it one more time?
Garderobe.
Garderobe.
Have a go.
G-R-A-R.
I'll let that pass. Start again.
That's my dyslexia coming through. All right. G-A-R-D...
Oh, I'm afraid that's incorrect. I'm going to pass it over, Kate. You can pick up 1 point if you get this one correct. Have a go.
G-A-R-D. Did you say E or A?
I ain't telling y'all.
A.
And that's incorrect. No, it was E. G-A-R-D-E-R-O-B-E. I'm afraid. Medieval term for a toilet.
I think they've spelt it wrong.
I think you're wrong. How about that? Does the internet lie to you? No, it doesn't lie to me either. Okay. This is real. All right, we got one more. You could either make this a draw, Woody, or Katie's going to run away with this one, okay? This is an easy one. I'm expecting buzzes here, all right? You ready? Strap in.
Yeah. Go.
The word is... tension music building. The word is... direwolf.
You don't know how to start!
Woody was in first. I'm going to come to him first.
Egret from Leeds over there.
He wishes. Okay, come on.
Direwolf.
Spell it for me.
D-I-A.
No!
That's incorrect. Ooh. I'm going to pass it straight over to Katie. Can you attempt this one? Direwolf is the word.
This one goes out to Lady Sansa's.
All right, don't milk it. Don't milk it. It'll look awful if you get this wrong now. Come on, here we go.
D-I-R-E-W-O-L-F.
She's run away with it. Fair play. Brush up on your spelling, my friend. Brush up on your spelling. What can I say?
God, I don't know. Maybe, is there a course in spelling? Is that...
You could take a Dothraki course. That'd be very useful in modern life, okay. I'm sure that'd be something.
I'll start reading the Lord of...
Dear Lord, you are so bad for this special. I promise you he's a fan. I promise you we're all fans. We were all very excited to do this one. But Woody, my word, mate, come on now.
You know, the problem is, it's once a year. They've got very long names. There's so many characters. How am I supposed to remember anything about it? it.
I mean, have to send Wad to the Citadel.
This is it. You're going to have to go and study.
Shame.
Shame. Oh, man. Shame. Right. If we ever do another Game of Thrones special, every time someone says something wrong, I'm going to have a bell and just start chatting. And I will be in the full robes. You won't see that, listeners, but I will be in it. All right. That's about it for this week's Game of Thrones special. It's been fun, guys. It's been real. It's the best show on television, and I can't wait to keep throwing little discussion points. I'm sure it'll pop up again before the end of the season, right? Have more stories to cover later on. Just time quickly to check in with Woody with his banger of the week. As always, this week, I'd like something Game of Thrones themed. How are you going to tie this in shamelessly? Go with me,
Woody.
Well,
I'm going with the Cersei of pop music. I'm not, that is...
Who could that possibly be, Woody?
It's Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay.
She's not, I'm joking, wow. Dua Lipa.
All right, she looks good with a glass of wine in her hand, I'm sure.
She's a legend.
Yeah, well, yeah, she also...
She's queen.
She's also banging her brother, and I wouldn't want to, let's...
This has taken a turn. Anyway, Dua Lipa's back. New single's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, new rules, and the video's amazing, and we really like the song, and we're playing it on Pop Buzz Radio, and maybe they should feature it in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what scene that would be, but...
You never know.
When Littlefinger tries to chirp Sansa again, that's it.
Like, yes!
Rule one, babes, just don't pick up the phone.
And don't let him in.
Throw it in.
Do it.
Why not mix it up? Yes, and of course you can listen to that and loads of other songs. What else on the stream at the minute? Would you just top of your head? Who we got on there at the minute?
We got Paris, we got Paramore.
We got
everyone.
Nice.
We got other people.
Wow.
There's some other people as well.
I mean, a real mix, frankly.
And Lord.
and of course, Lord. You can listen to that over on the website. Go to popbuzz.com and click in the top right-hand corner to listen to all those and more. We will be back next week with another very big guest. We know who it is. We're not going to tell you yet. In the meantime, do go and click subscribe and also go back and listen to previous episodes. It's all up on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Audioboom, on TuneIn and all those other great podcast places. We will see you next week. But for now, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
The Lannisters send their regards.
Indeed. It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.